WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
In the WNRN studios this morning, Trent Wagler. Good morning, Trent.
Hey, how's it going, Ann?
It's going very well. How are things in Harrisonburg this morning?
Cold. It was cold this morning in Harrisonburg, but pretty good. Pretty good.
And your most recent album, Adriana Valentine, you and Jay came on over about the time that was released, and how's that going for you?
It's been going great. Jay and I ran over to Ireland a couple times since I saw you last. We had two tours last year in Ireland, and we're really pushing that album pretty hard, and it's been going really well. We've been doing some duo stuff, Jay Lapp and I, and then also the full band, the Steel Wheels, Trent Wagler and the Steel Wheels, have been playing a lot, mostly regionally, but we've got some big festivals and stuff coming up, so things are going great.
And you were at Fortune Williams Festival back in September.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was such a great time. Yeah, we got to hang out with Robin and Linda, and Jimmy Fortune got to meet him, which was really fun, and Tim O'Brien was there, we're big fans of Tim O'Brien, and so, yeah, it was a great experience. We had a lot of fun there, so it's a great festival.
Good. And is Sean part of Steel Wheels, or you're just borrowing him?
We're borrowing Sean. Sean's staying at my house this week. Sean was touring through with an Irishman that we've both met over in Northern Ireland named Rodney Cordner, who is doing a little tour here right around St. Patrick's Day, and unfortunately, they're finished with their gigs around here. They did a couple shows in Harrisonburg and Stanton at Baja Bean on Sunday and at the Little Grill on Friday. But they're moving up through Pittsburgh and going up to Indiana. But Sean is the fiddle player for the Goldmine Pickers as well, which is a Northern Indiana-based band. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Sean. Sorry.
You're doing a great job.
It's early in the morning. Sean doesn't talk much in the morning. So it's
wasn't the Goldmine Pickers a part of Jay Lapp's?
Yes. Yeah, if you could see the family tree that I have here in my left hand, it would be, I could draw it all together, the diagram. But yeah, Jay Lapp, who has been with the Steel Wheels, is kind of the connector for all of it. He's sort of the catalyst. He's been in the Steel Wheels ever since it started. But he also is with the Goldmine Pickers in Northern Indiana, so he's kind of our shared link. We had a chance to do a little...
He's missing today.
He's the missing link today, exactly. But he is the shared link, and we continue to go without him. But we had a nice tour with the Goldmine Pickers here in November as well. We went down to Charlotte and played at the V Club in Huntington, West Virginia. A couple shows just around the area as the Steel Wheels and the Goldmine Pickers, and that was a really fun time. And we're actually going to do the Appalachian Uprising Festival in Ohio here this summer in sort of a similar vein. So it's nice to have these two bands that we kind of cross-pollinate or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you've done some nice writing together with you and Jay with this newest. Is there a Steel Wheels project in the works at all?
Yeah, we are getting that underway. We're probably going to start recording here in the spring, and I've got some more writing to do. But this last fall, I had a project that sort of put a few things on hold. I co-wrote a play with a playwright in Harrisonburg and wrote some songs for that. So kind of another fun side project. As I guess they're not all side projects; they're all just projects in and of themselves. But so we were doing that in October of last year, and so we just recorded the songs that were for that play, kind of as an EP just for the play, as it'll continue to tour around as well. So sort of a musical, you know, of sorts. We like to call it a play with music instead of a musical, because it's not exactly the jazz hands kind of musical. But I was doing that last fall, and we've been recording that little EP. And now, yeah, we're getting started with the new Steel Wheels album that hopefully will be out by next fall. That's sort of the idea, but we'll see.
We've got Trent Wagler here in the WNRN studios. His friend Sean is tagging along this morning. Trent Wagler, is it Trent Wagler and the Steel Wheels that are going to be at the Gravity tomorrow, or is it just you?
Yeah, it's actually going to be the Steel Wheels, and Sean's going to hop up and do a few tunes. We'll have some double fiddle, and it should be a lot of fun. So this morning it's just Sean and I, but tomorrow night it'll be the Steel Wheels with Sean.
Well, let's hear something live from you this morning. What are you going to do for us first?
We're going to do a tune off of this latest album, Adriana Valentine. It's a little fitting, coming over the mountain. It's called Go Up to That Mountain. So.
Sun is in the east. sun is in the west. Wake up in the morning, you just try to do your best, and you're gonna go up to that mountain. Oh, won't you go and carry me? Oh, and you can talk to me about heaven, but this is where I'm gonna be. Roaches in the kitchen, suits won't pay, no, no, no. I'm going barefoot cause I like it that way, and I'm gonna go up to that mountain. Won't you go and carry me? Oh, and you can talk to me about heaven, but this is where I'm supposed to be. Brother, please don't tell me money take you far. Me, I got this whole world and you got your new car, but it won't take you to that mountain where the Lord's gonna speak to me. Gonna talk to me about heaven, cause that's where it's gonna be. What you seek, and then you can go up to that mountain. Won't you go and carry me? Oh, and you can talk to me about heaven, cause that's where it's supposed to be. Read it from the Bible, that don't make it true. Breathe it in your nostrils and get it on your shoes, and then you can go up to that mountain. Won't you go and carry me? Oh, and you can talk to me about heaven, cause that's where it's gonna be. Ashes into ashes, and I will turn to you. Won't you take me to that mountain? Won't you go and bury me? Oh, and you can talk to me about heaven, cause that's where I'm gonna be.
WNRN, Trent Wagler, along with his friend Sean in the WNRN studios this morning. Trent, along with full band Steel Wheels, will be in concert tomorrow night, opening for the Wyos. And always think that it's actually kind of rather sad that you don't get to come over here and play that often in Charlottesville, Trent. So it's kind of a rare treat that you get to, people get to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, it's nice to be over in Charlottesville. We're excited. It's going to be a good time. And I can't wait to be there with the Wyos. They're a lot of fun. So, yeah. And I guess I've heard, I need to talk to them, but I've heard there's actually a Harrisonburg connection. I believe their bass player might have originally been from Harrisonburg or lived in Harrisonburg. I don't know. We like to claim him for some reason. So off to see if that's true tomorrow. But now it's true because we put it over the radio. So I think.
Oh, okay. Well, everything that comes over the radio is absolute truth.
Exactly.
Trent Wagler is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. And he'll be opening for the Wyos tomorrow at the Gravelines. Have you played with the Wyos before?
No, I haven't. I haven't. They used to come through. They used to play the Little Grill. So I've seen their stuff. I've also seen them on the YouTube. You know about the YouTube,
actually,
right?
Actually, yeah. You will be on the YouTube soon.
We are going to be on the YouTube. Yeah, we didn't know that. We're dressed for radio. We're actually not dressed at all. So you should actually go see what Sean looks like in that vein. But no, we didn't realize we're going to be on YouTube. That's very exciting.
Yeah,
good for
you guys. We have a huge YouTube channel, and it's really fun. And I actually, even last week, went back and kind of relived some moments.
Wow.
With Alejandro Escovedo and some other folks.
Cool.
It was great.
Yeah,
because really
you don't get enough time in the studio, so when you go home,
I have to relive my time in the studio.
And, yeah.
Nice. Well, but, you know, sometimes it's really kind of nice to see kind of the stripped-down versions of songs, because especially Alejandro's version of Castanets was quite excellent.
I bet that was cool, yeah.
So, actually the album with Jay Lepp wasn't particularly stripped down, but certainly focused on you and Jay. So, obviously, that was a collaborative album. Do you collaborate with other folks as well? Because that was certainly featuring that collaboration.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what's nice about the music that we like to do is it's really fun to just sort of have people sit in and play along and play around. And that's what's been fun about collaborating with the Goldmine Pickers on a lot of tours we've done. I was just down. I was just down in Memphis last week at the Folk Alliance conference, and that was such a fun experience we dropped our cases out in the lobby and started jamming with different people and met a great band called Three Penny Acre from Arkansas and hung out with the Honeydew Drops, which are from right around here, and got to know them. And yeah. And those guys are just great. And it was fun to sit around and jam with them. So what's nice is, playing some music that's somewhat derived from traditional music, it's pretty easy to sit down and really jam and hear what somebody else brings to a song. So yeah, the collaborative part of it is really at least half of the fun is being able to see what different people bring into new albums.
I guess I was thinking more on the writing end of things, because I saw, or at least my memory of Adriana Valentine is actually kind of some co-writing, did I misremember that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think the way Jay and I have often worked is that I bring the song originally, and then we sort of deconstruct it together, and he brings a lot of arrangement, and he's got a lot of instruments as well. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and so, I may write a song in a certain vein thinking of some electric guitar or some mandolin or something, and then he might come and say, well, let's try it with a banjo, or let's deconstruct it in this way or that way. And so part of the nice part of having so much technology at our disposal is that we don't tend to be going into some high dollar studio and spending a huge amount of money per hour. And so we can really explore in the studio to some degree as we go. And that's what's really nice, to be able to say, well, we tried it that way. Now let's completely change the instruments we're playing, or let's add in something else and do it completely differently. And so some songs have really been shaped that way, completely in the moment of the studio. And so that's really been fun.
Cool. Well, how about another one live in our studios this morning?
Let's do it. This is one from an earlier album, actually, with the Steel Wheels, and it's a song called Spider. So.
Trent Wagler will be playing tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge, opening for the Wyos.
Tangled in my web, come inside and rest your head. Think you know exactly what to do. I see a lot of me in you. Open them eyes up, open them wide. Know you want to deep inside. Listen to your voice down deep inside. But me and you, let it all out, what you've been through. closer, then you'll see. You see designs even God can't weave. See the things you never see. If you come closer, then you'll see. If you wanna tangle in my web, come inside and rest your head. Think you know exactly what to do. I see a lot of me in you.
WNRN. So what else have you got for us this morning in terms of some music, Trent? Have you got something new? We did something from the Adriana Valentine. We did an older one, so
I'm gonna do another tune off Adriana Valentine. It's I've been actually the new stuff I've been writing has been on the banjo, so I didn't even bring that today. So
okay, fair enough.
So it'd be a little tough to pull that off right now, but yeah, we're gonna do this is my song for the Prairie Land. I had lived some time in Kansas, and Kansas gets a bad rap as not being very beautiful. And so I wrote this song in an effort to sort of draw attention to the sky that is fairly beautiful, even though the landscape is fairly mundane. So it is yet to be picked up as the possible candidate for the state song, but we'll see how it goes.
Work this ground with hands of stone. I've seen it die and I watch it grow. Plant those seeds and pray to God that the wind will be forgiving. 'Cause when the thunder clouds break, when the thunder clouds break, there's nowhere to hide in the prairie sky. The big sky talks, the big sky breathes. You can see this road and where it leads. But I want you to stand beside when the harvest winds are humming. 'Cause when the thunder clouds break, when the thunder clouds break, there's nowhere to hide in the prairie sky. She made a way for Ohio. She says a man don't live by bread alone. But if the rains don't come, the crops don't grow, table's looking empty. But when the thunder clouds break, when the thunder clouds break, there's nowhere to hide in the prairie sky. I won't go your way again. 'Cause Kansas is a cross to bear on the road to Colorado. But when the thunder clouds break, when the thunder clouds break, there's nowhere to hide in the prairie. When the thunder clouds break, when the thunder clouds break, nowhere to hide in the prairie sky.
WNRN. Trent Wagler in the WNRN studios playing music from his newest album with J-Lap called Adriana Valentine. And Trent, along with his band Steel Wheels, will be at the Gravity Lounge tomorrow. Music starts at 7:30, and they'll be opening for the Wyos at the Gravity Lounge tomorrow night. Well, what's your schedule in the Valley and this area for the next, I don't know, couple of months? You got lots of gigs lined up, or?
We do. We do have some gigs here and there. It's, I think, at the end of the month. You can check it out at TrentWagler.com because I can't be spot on with the schedule. But at the end of the month, I think we're playing in at Afton, the Blue Mountain Brewery. Do you know that about that place?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play up there maybe the 29th of March, and then... yeah, check out the schedule because I can't happen to think of too many other dates right now. But there's a lot of stuff going on in April and then through May. And there's, again, some fun festivals in the region. We're going to be playing at Bristol Rhythm and Roots this year in September with the Goldmine Pickers as well. Both bands will be down there. And so if you want to travel along with us, we'll be down there as well.
Appalachian Uprising is early
Appalachian
June.
Uprising in early June.
Scottstown, Ohio.
Yeah. So... so check out the schedule. We'd love to see it at many shows that we're playing around the area and otherwise.
Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and thanks to you, Sean, as well, for coming in and playing fiddle for us.